Hey guys, it's here, Kit Tadadabaga!
Hey guys, it's your best five friends. I'm Kelsey. That's Daniel Ricciardo!
Okay.
Sorry. Hey guys, it's your best five friends. I'm Kelsey. That's Rachel, and I have a different voice now. It's
Tyron Woodley! I accept your challenge! Except I'm Jake Paul!
Big news broke, and it kind of broke maybe out of the order of the way it was supposed to break, but Mike Coppinger broke the news on Memorial Day that the next fight for Jake Paul, the next opponent for Jake Paul, is Tyron Woodley. Not a surprise because of the words exchanged during the when he fought Ben Askren, but kind of a surprise because it seems like a big step up.
Big step up, August 28th, only on Showtime, presumably pay-per-view. Al Bernstein will be there. Who else is Showtime?
Mauro.
Fistic Fury! Mauro Ranallo will be calling the action. Interesting that, did you see Kevin Ioli, Yahoo combat sports writer, longtime boxing writer and MMA writer? He hates it. He hates what Showtime has become. And I love that. I respect that. Because there's two Kelseys, right? There's the Kelsey that is interested, sort of interested in seeing how this goes as just a human being. In the way that Kelsey, if he runs across, what is that? Street Beefs. If it runs across from YouTube, I'm like, oh, I want to see that. Okay? Yeah. Yes. I'm all about it. You know that Kelsey loves circus sideshow freaks. I was all about Mayweather versus McGregor. Yeah. I'm all about watching these sideshow things. However, as a longtime person in boxing, I am kind of sad that Showtime has become the place of Mayweather versus Logan Paul and Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley and not about legitimate prize fights in boxing. That's kind of like a big thing.
Well, I don't see why you can't do both side by side. You know? Like, to me, these fights with the Paul brothers, because they're big celebrities, and if they actually come up and work their way up in the boxing world, they just happen to be big celebrities, which other people aren't, who start out like in their first like professional fights. Yeah, use them. Get eyeballs on what you're doing, and why not have the real, like the, not real, but have more of
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair business strategy. I think it's definitely something that Triller started and that Showtime's going to continue.
Well, that's what I would have hoped for Triller. Triller, to me, now seems solely focused on the sideshow stuff. Like, the big, like, we're not really in here for boxing.
Maybe.
But what I'm saying
is, they recently kind of pivoted to maybe being more about boxing.
Are you and Ioli saying that Showtime is now dedicating itself to just these?
Me and Ioli. Me and my friend, Kevin Ioli, who I've maybe met once in person. Yeah. Sorry, Showtime, we hate you now.
Okay.
Deal with it. Hold on. We hate you. No, I think, I don't know, I remember when HBO Boxing and Showtime were the big, you know, like, everybody had their googly moogly, you know, big hats and monocles on. They're like, we're the big dogs. And now, I just feel sad for Showtime because that's not. Sorry, Showtime, you're out. You know what I mean? What, biggest fights in boxing aren't on Showtime anymore. And that makes me sad. But at the same time, I'm all about this interesting, weird side
show. I don't know what the future holds for Showtime. But I also don't know what the future holds for Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley.
Who knows?
What I do know is that it seems, I don't know, the way boxing works, you don't put your young fighter in the ring with somebody that you're not fairly confident they can beat.
Yeah.
So the fact that his team around him is willing to put him in the ring with Tyron Woodley, especially because it's not like this is a Conor McGregor. It's not like this is some huge name that would warrant, like, hey, you know what? Because Logan Paul's getting in the ring with Floyd Mayweather.
He's about to get worked.
And he is not the favorite, but it doesn't matter. He'll take another loss because he's fighting Floyd Mayweather. I don't see Tyron Woodley in the same light.
No.
So that tells me that Jake Paul's team is like, okay, yeah. And just given my very early, whatever you want to call it, my early analysis.
Break it down for us, Rachel.
On this fight, which I have no business really doing, but I will anyway.
That's like everybody.
We'll join the masses.
Join us.
Tyler, an MMA fighter going over to boxing, when I saw Conor McGregor go over to fight Floyd Mayweather, he had a full, like, amount of time to train for that and everything, and he still wasn't ready to get in a boxing ring. You have to... Yeah. You have to stand differently. You have to, like, punch differently. It's different because boxing is taking one aspect of MMA, right? Kind of. Like, it's different than striking in MMA, but it's taking a one aspect of combat sports, and then you zero in on that. Like, that's why it's called the sweet science, because you're getting super technical with how you use these two hands and what you do with your body to support punching with these two hands. I think that it's very different. And so I'm not sure that Woodley is just going to clown Jake Paul in there.
No, he's actually a slight underdog, according to the opening odds. A lot of people think that maybe he should be a bigger underdog. However, I'll say this. Tyron Woodley is tons better on his feet with his hands than Ben Askren was and has ever been inside the cage. The most important part, though, is that Tyron Woodley needs to take Jake Paul seriously. I don't think Ben Askren took it very seriously.
It's hard to tell.
And I think he admitted after the fact that, oh, I just thought I could show up and beat this guy. Tyron Woodley, you need to get in a boxing gym. You need to get on them mitts and work with a boxing trainer so that you can change your style to do what you can do in a boxing ring, because we haven't seen Jake Paul go longer than one round because everybody hits, falls down. That shouldn't happen in this fight, and it only happens in this fight. You should at least get through a round if you don't take it seriously. So that's my hot take, the hottest take of all.
Here's the thing, is I almost feel like I can't pick against Jake Paul at this point, which is like...
It's undefeatable.
Crazy words coming out of my mouth here. But like, I feel like I can't pick against him, and here's... Because part of me wants to do what I did last time. I was sold. I got sold on the Ben Askren.
I did too. You tricked me, Ben Askren. I'll never forgive you.
And what did we say? Okay. What did we were like, Ben Askren, his fighting experience, he's going to come in there. He knows how to take a punch. He knows how to be in a fight. He's not going to be like Nate Robinson.
I don't remember saying that.
Here's the compelling part about the fight to me as Kelsey McCarson. That's who I am. Here's what it is. To this date, Jake Paul hasn't yet faced a fighter in a professional fight, or even his amateur fight, who was a legit professional fighter, right? And what I mean by legit, has fought professionally for her career. So the difference between Ben Askren and Nate Robinson, who was a basketball player, and the YouTuber guy he fought before, is that Ben Askren's whole career, people were trying to chase him around and punch him in the face. So he's not going to freak out about that. He's going to be completely calm about that situation. Except that Ben Askren was used to making a miss and then taking him to the ground, right? So I think it's a compelling fight.
Like, he knows how to do this. So now, and then it was like, oh, fight night comes and boop, you know, like Ben Askren's just out. Like, looked like he'd never been in a fight before. So I'm like, am I just going to take my analysis from last time?
Throw it out the window?
Just apply it to Woodley?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I can't, I feel like a fraud.
Or is Jake Paul the greatest boxer of all time and we just don't know it yet? Maybe. Maybe 10 years from now, Jake Paul is the greatest heavyweight champion in boxing history. Who knows? And the biggest star in the sport ever. And he fights somebody on the moon. Okay.
Somebody's got to be the greatest fighter of all time.
Might as well be Jake Paul.
Who's to say it isn't Jake Paul?
And then in the biggest super fight in boxing history, right before like an asteroid collides and explodes the earth, Jake Paul versus Logan Paul.
All right.
Brotherly love in the city of brotherly love.
It is fight week for another Paul brother.
That's right.
So that's coming up on Sunday, which surprised me. I was like, what? It's Sunday?
Imagine having,
but it's Sunday.
Having to take Floyd Mayweather's hands after your brother pulled a stunt on him. You know what I mean? Like, you pull off his hat. You pull off his hat if you got to fight him.
Right,
that's what
I'd
be saying, dude. Because, like, Floyd ain't no joke. This is no joke. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it is a joke because it's a freak show. But as someone who I've been in boxing rings with people that were legitimate professional fighters, and I've worked really hard, like spent a year training, they're just a lot better. Floyd Mayweather's the greatest boxer of all time. I don't care how much bigger Logan Paul is. The greatest boxer of his generation, it's a big gap in skills and experience.
Yeah.
As long as Floyd doesn't crutch in there old, he should be able to handle Logan Paul.
Hey, we have to crutch it around sometimes.
Huh?
That's what we... So, Join us at Real Talk, where we have awesome segues to end our shows.